This is The Morning Buzz and you're with me, Natasha. A Pakistani film which premiered at the 2023 Cannes Film Festival, In Flames, is awaiting release across Canada and the US. In Flames was also Pakistan's submission to the 2024 Oscars International Feature category. It has won many awards and many nominations along the way. And this morning, it gives me great pleasure to have on the show Zarar Khan, the director behind this very brave film. A very good morning to you, Zarar.
Hi, Natasha. Thank you for that lovely intro. I feel like I have a big act to follow, but excited to be talking with you today.
I had the privilege of watching this film because I was given a media preview, and I must say it is a genre that I love. I love thrillers. I love psychological thrillers, and this fitted the bill. And then it was beyond that. Tell us a little bit about In Flames. It's just not another psychological film.
It's a movie about a mother and daughter who live in Karachi, Pakistan. And Karachi is one of the fifth largest cities in the world. And I really feel like it's a melting pot of humanity. And the film begins with the grandfather, who's kind of the patriarch of the family because they lost the father many, many years ago. It begins with him passing away. And then we see how this mother and daughter have to navigate a society and that is not necessarily friendly to them, and how there are parallel journeys through the society where they're both fighting demons that are real and imagined, and how they have to come together if they hope to survive. So it's a movie that, you know, we started, it's been around 5 years in the making. You know, it's been a really long process for me. It's my debut feature film, and we're really excited to be starting the North American tour and finally sharing the film with audiences across Canada and the States.
You said it's your debut film. Oh my gosh, that must be super exciting to have your debut film garner so much traction at all the festival circuits. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, we could never, you know, it's gone beyond my wildest dreams and hopes. I'm really grateful that this film has resonated. You know, we have, as you said, we've been playing the festival circuit for a little under a year now. We premiered at Cannes in May. And after that, you know, we've been like literally across the world. Like, the film has traveled more than I have. It was in Korea. It was in Saudi Arabia. It's played in Australia. And, you know, now it's finally coming to cinemas across North America. And it's really exciting because, you know, I grew up between Pakistan and Canada. And I feel like I'm firmly at home in both of these very disparate places. So in some ways, it feels like the film is finally coming home.
With In Flames, it's put Pakistan cinema on the global stage, because for me, I am from Mumbai. I've been fed a lot of Bollywood. But with In Flames, I've been given a taste of what Pakistan cinema is. Great storytelling and an amazing star cast. I'm particularly very intrigued by Ramesha Nawal. Tell me a little bit about this actress. And of course, Bakhtawar Mazhar also, who is the two protagonists of the film.
For both of them, this is their debut film. Yeah, with Bakhtawar, she was with me in the short film that we did in 2018, which was her first time on camera. And then we developed this really great friendship where, you know, she was really generous about her experiences as a mother, as an actress, as a woman in Pakistan. And that really informed the character of Fariha that she was playing. And, you know, she's had an incredible year. She's done three feature films this year, In Flames, Queen of My Dreams, and Wakri. And, you know, it's been really, just really heartening to see her career blossom, because I truly think she's an incredible actress, and now she's finally getting her flowers. And with Ramesha Nawal, this is not only her first feature film, this is also her first time on camera in any capacity. She's incredible. She's a force. We discovered her a few weeks before we were shooting the film. We had another actress attached initially who wasn't able to do the movie because of personal reasons. And so, you know, I was kind of scrambling because, as you said, you know, we're a low budget film. We couldn't move our shooting dates because everything had been locked. So I spoke to our casting director, Muhammad Ali Hashmi, and he put out a notice kind of in the theater community in Karachi. So Ramesha comes from theater, and we did a Zoom audition like this. And it was after that 45-minute Zoom audition, I was entranced. I couldn't believe how magnetic she was, how nuanced her performance was, even on that Zoom with like a shitty web camera. And And then I remember, you know, we finally met a few weeks later during a table read, and in person, she actually has quite a quiet presence. But when a camera is on her, she transforms into this other creature, and, you know, she can do so much. And I think a lot of it also stems from the fact that there's great parallels between her own life and that of this character. You know, she's also an eldest daughter, and that comes with its own set of baggage in South Asian society. And she's from Karachi. She's from those neighborhoods, and there's so much for her. There's a well that she can extract from, and that really heightened this character and the vulnerability we wanted to show with the role of Maryam. And I think it's deeply interesting that you say you're from Mumbai, because, of course, in Pakistan, we grew up watching Bollywood cinema, and I've always seen Mumbai, you know, they say that Karachi and Mumbai are cities, sister cities.
Yeah.
They're both port cities. So I recently saw Monkey Man, which is, you know, they're pretending to be anywhere, but they're really pretending to be Mumbai. And I've always been like, this is what Karachi would look like if it was way, way bigger, you know? And I wonder if you got that sense of familiarity of place within flames.
Absolutely. Zarar, that's where I was going to, you know, go next. Because as a woman from Mumbai, I think whether it's a story based in Karachi, it's a story based in Mumbai, a South Asian woman faces the same thing what Maryam and Faria face, right, as two characters. I could resonate with all the kinds of things that they faced, whether it was, you know, the male gaze, whether it was the Eve teasing, whether it was something that is, you know, the way men perceive you as such when you don't have a male in your life. Right? I could identify with that. And that's what made it even more special. The layers with both the characters was amazing. Something which I could identify. The feistiness that was there in Ramesha's character was amazing. It was there, and yet she was vulnerable. I found that intriguing as well.
Well, so much of these characters are, you know, rooted on the incredible women that I know in Pakistan, who work in film, which is a deeply patriarchal place.
Yeah.
All over the world, not
Absolutely.
Just South Asia.
Yeah.
Across every place I've ever worked in, I've worked in Korea, I've worked in Toronto, I've worked in Pakistan. You know, film is usually very male-dominated. And for the women who decide to work in film, they've really had to carve out their space. You know, they are champions. They are creating spaces where it's possible to tell stories like this. And In Flames is a product of female producers and cinematographers and line producers. So we were really intentional about ensuring that not only were we depicting gender diversity in front of the camera as we told this story that centers female experiences, but also behind the camera. Because so often when you turn the camera around, it's a bunch of guys in a dark room. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, what was happening in front of the camera was also reflected behind. And for me as a director, I always feel like the cinematographer is really the eyes of what you're seeing. So we wanted to ensure that we had someone who identifies as female for that. And we found an incredible cinematographer, Egol Nurbulatova, who came from Kazakhstan, who was her first time in South Asia ever. And, you know, Central Asian society is quite different in a lot of ways, but also quite similar. So having her on board and her eyes being the world that we're viewing this city through, I think really allowed it to feel like a true perspective. Yeah, it's been an incredible collaboration for me with so many different artists to make this movie.
Now, I want to know, you know, when we talk about a film like this, and then I also caught your short film, Stray Dogs Come Out at Night, over the weekend. I did catch that. Are you more into human relationships, human rights? Is that what your forte is? Is that what your director lens is on?
I mean, I've always been interested in using cinema to explore different communities, different cultures, and, you know, speak about the universality of the human experience. I think growing up really deeply between Pakistan and Canada, you know, allowed me to see that, you know, people are all basically the same everywhere. I feel like most immigrants know this, you know, where like you're like, there's so many deep overlaps in the way that people navigate through the world. And that's really what I've always been attracted to as a storyteller. You know, stories of people who see themselves as outsiders, but are having these experiences that are universal. And, you know, In Flames is a story about finding your own agency, about finding your own voice as you navigate oppressive social structures. You know, in 2024, who cannot relate to that? Who cannot relate to, you know, feeling oppressed by a system, whether that's capitalism, whether that's the patriarchy, whether that's, you know, religious minority rights or sexual health rights with stray dogs come out at night? You know, we're all feeling like we're up against systems that are larger than us. And what I really want to say with In Flames is that it's, you know, only through community, through coming together, are we able to overcome those systems and find joy, find resistance, find resilience. Stray Dogs Come Out at Night is obviously a much darker turn. And it was, you know, for me as a storyteller, I feel like I'm always evolving. And I've definitely found more hope with In Flames than I did with Stray Dogs.
And Zarar, talking about In Flames, how was it received in Pakistan with the audiences there?
It was divisive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we knew it would be. Mm-hmm. The film was released in October, and it was the first place where we had a theatrical release across the world. And one thing that really helped was the fact that it was a genre movie. We like were able to clear the censor boards, and there was no issues because, you know, our censor boards were like, oh, it's just another ghost story. You know, what's just another horror movie? And what I love about genre is you're able to speak to so many huge parts of society and you're able to sneak in your message. And for those who get it, they get it. You know, as you said, it's more than a horror movie. And the film, it played very well with younger audiences. And with some of the old male guard, you know, they didn't feel like the movie needed to be made, which was really interesting. They were like, we don't need this movie. This isn't a real problem in our society. And I think that really speaks to their lens and their perspective. We did have to self-distribute the film, me and my producer, Adam Abbas. But, you know, we started in one cinema and we expanded to 15 and across three cities. So it's a slow and steady growth. And Pakistani cinema is kind of really experiencing a very quiet revolution right now. And it's exciting to be a part of that.
Wonderful. We're looking forward to it, Zarar. And thank you so much for your time this morning. Wishing you all the very best for the release right here in Canada. We're looking forward to watching it here in Vancouver.
Thank you so much, Natasha. And we open in Vancouver on April 19th. So please tell your friends, tell your supporters to get tickets. And we will be there in person on the 19th at the International Cineplex, downtown Vancouver, for Q&A. Thanks again.
Wonderful. Wonderful chatting with you this morning. We were in conversation with director Zarar Khan of In Flames. It's back to more music right here on Spice Radio 1200 AM.